Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. It's that time once again. Yes, it is a Friday evening, not crackerjack, of course, but it's 9 o'clock. It is the best in modern and contemporary jazz. Jumping in with Chris and myself.
It is indeed, and maybe we should get some jumping in pencils.
Pencils, good
yes,
idea.
Just a thought. Welcome along to this week's show, and as you may have heard in the news, we lost another great elder statesman of jazz this week, the wonderful South African composer, pianist and band leader, Abdullah Ibrahim, formerly known as Dollar Brand. And tonight we'll bring you a visit a few of perhaps his best known works along with our usual mix of recent releases. So, H, what was your jumping-off point for Abdullah Ibrahim, and do you have many to-go-to favourites? And what other recent jazz has made it into your bag this week?
You know what, yeah, we interviewed him many years ago. We might talk about that in a minute, but so many albums to go at, and I don't have as much as I thought I did, but there's some classics I really do enjoy. Bombella, I think, with the Gold Train with the WDR Big Band, and one I only came to quite recently, Neisner Blue, which is a solo after he went back to Cape Town with him playing various instruments, a long-form track. Thought I'd hear a little bit about that. Also in the CD player this week, really been enjoying a new, or well, relatively new oldie, but I've just been enjoying it this week, Branford Marsalis with the Belonging Quartet revisiting the classic Keith Jarrett album, and a new oldie from our old friend Michel Petrucciani.
And for me, well, I'm reeling, I'm flying, but not in a Spitfire, sad to say. I'm dreaming, and to get things underway, here's Abdullah Ibrahim with Mandela.
Thank you.
Mandela, a real joyful swinging start from perhaps one of Ibrahim's best-known albums, with his septet Ikea 1985's Water from an Ancient Well, which features, and the group's had various changes over the years, but an unusual lineup: three saxes, Carlos Ward, Ricky Ford and Charles Davis in this instance, plus Dick Griffin on trombone, David Williams on bass, Ben Riley at the drums, and of course Abdullah Ibrahim with the compositions and at the piano. He was praised by Nelson Mandela, for whom he composed the piece, and when he asked about his impressions of him at the time, Mandela said to the reporter, "Bach, Beethoven, we've got a better than Mozart of South Africa." He formed the band called the Jazz Epistles with Hugh Masekela, who also became known as the father of South African jazz, back in 1959. And there's one album you can dig up and have a listen to. That was quite interesting. And the following year, the Sextet became the first African jazz group to record an album and perform to record-breaking crowds in Johannesburg and Cape Town.
Wonderful stuff, and yeah, sad loss. We were saying we did interview him wonderfully in, we reckon it's 2001. In his trailer, it was at the Brecon Jazz Festival, and I think it was being recorded by the Beeb, and the Beeb were doing an interview with him as well. But they, so it was very much a case of, right, you've got 10 minutes or 8 minutes, I can't remember what it was, but it was into the trailer, see the great man, a quick chat with it. There was someone standing there, and that, right, that's it, time's up. Unceremoniously sort of asked to leave, I think. Charming man, though. We did have a little chance with him. Typically, I did have a quick look to see if I could find that recording. It's so long ago that it's on mini disc somewhere, and I'll see if I can dig it out. I had a good go last night, but failed miserably. But I do remember him being a very charming man then, and everything you read about him suggests he was a real gentleman and passionate, obviously, about South Africa, and fighting for the rights of blacks and the native peoples of African peoples and such like. And of course died in Germany, moved across to Europe many years ago, lived in the States for a long time and was sort of exiled from South Africa and then went back. I'll have a track coming up. First though, another old friend, sadly again, not with us anymore. And we met him, or so we saw him several times, never got to interview Michel Petrucciani. We must have seen him at least 4 or 5 times, I think, during his career. Died tragically far too young. Quite a few years back now, but still pieces are coming out again and being re-released, including this one, which just came out on the Record Store Day, I think, this year. Michel Petrucciani, Quumba, with a fairly unique lineup. Certainly I hadn't heard him with this lineup before. Dave Holland on bass and Elliot Zygmunt on drums. And let's hear the first track. It's a 2-CD set. We'll hear the first track from the first CD, actually, called Lumbo. Recorded live at the Kumwa Jazz Center in Santa Cruz, California in May of 1987. Michel Petrucciani with a very short-lived trio, as far as I'm aware, never before released materials, performing, like I said, with Dave Holland on bass and Elliot Zygmunt on drums. He had played with Elliot quite a bit, I think, and if you've ever listened to their live at the Village Vanguard, great album, that one, with Palle Danielsson on bass and Elliot Zygmunt is on drums there, but I think it was unique with having Dave Holland playing on that one as well. Just released recently, like I said, for Record Day this year, and as I think you download, and then on vinyl originally, but is out on CD now as well. And some great liner notes. There's a pamphlet inside, as there are with these things, with essays from obviously from Dave himself on the joys of playing with Michel, and also from and Elliot, and from Alexandre Petrucciani, his son, who talks about his dad in fascinating ways, saying my dad was a real force of nature. He said he loved to play, he loved to drink, he loved to eat, he loved to get high, and was saying how, as is well documented, that he came and sort of met up with Charles Lloyd at the age of 18 and went to America to pursue the dream, met Charles Lloyd in Big Sur, who was on, he was there meditating and hadn't played a saxophone in 10 years. And he met through a guy called Tox, who was a carpenter working at Lloyd's house. Charles met Michel and said, wow, even though he hadn't played the sax for more than a decade, he said, I'll take you around the world. And he did. He started touring with them. And after that, he never looked back. And I didn't realise he was the first ever European artist to be signed by Blue Note.
Ah, well, there you have it. Fantastic. It's still an anomaly that Blue Note Europe, for example, doesn't always make their materials easily available in the rest of the world. It's I think it's a French influence there, but fantastic. We were lucky, as you say, to see him a number of occasions, including the Great Brecon Jazz Festival, which is going again.
I don't know. I think we tried, but just never got to speak to him, sadly.
Yeah, Brecon is on the up again, so if you find yourself stuck in August, pop over there and have a look at that. Next, an artist I only recently discovered, a young saxophonist, Julius Van Rie, from his 2022 debut album, Engine of Growth. Here's Relin. Thank you. Reeling from the very fine debut album from award-winning saxophonist Julius Van Rie. There's so many incredibly prodigious young players around, but quite often you'll get great playing and not so much in the compositions, and sometimes the other way around. But I have to say, this scores highly on both counts. Coming up through the ranks of the German National Jazz Youth Orchestra, he was the winner of the prestigious Young German Jazz Prize in 2019, as well as a Jazz Scholarship and the Sparda Jazz Award in 2022. The album was released in 2022 during the pandemic and was due to be launched at a gala concert coming out of pandemic at the Kustenhall in Recklinghausen. Unfortunately, having been advertised as a sextet in the days leading up to the concert, it reduced to a quintet, then a quartet due to illness, and on the actual day, it fell to just being a trio, and even then, the bass player was a depth they had to bring in, but the show still went on, and I'm glad to say they all survived to tell the tale. The band is made up of Pascal Kluwer on trumpet, Lucas Wilmeyer on guitar, Janus Anft on piano, Carl F. Degenhardt at the drums, and Julius as the Van Rie as the composer and on sax. The album Engine of Growth is available now on Bandcamp, as is their second album, Hidden Places.
Back to Abdullah now here on Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, and Abdullah Ibrahim, who we sadly lost at the great old age of 91, died in Germany, where he'd been resident for the last few years of his life, just a few days ago. And I was lucky enough to have a holiday in South Africa earlier this year and went to Knysna and round there, Knysna Elephant Park, in fact, if you're interested, and a good place to go if you go in that neck of the woods. Lovely part of the world, wonderful people. And so I was drawn to his album Knysna Blue from 1994, recorded in October of the previous year, after he returned to his native Cape Town after decades of exile, of political exile from his home country. And a wonderful 8-track album with lots of his heritage and cultural relating themes, including this opening one. I'll just play a section of it, the opening track, which is called Knysna Blue. Hypnotic, it has him a bit of singing and whatever. We'll get a feel of it as well, but it's, like I said, it goes on for over a quarter of an hour, so we'll hear a sample of this and then we'll slip into a little bit of his solo piano work as well. Starting off though with just Abdullah on all the instruments, Knysna Blue.
I have travelled far and wide, all across the world. I've seen Mount Fuji in Japan, San Francisco Bay, the Roman amphitheatres, the Topkapi Museum in Istanbul. But nothing can compare to the sweeping beauty and splendor of Cape Town, the mountain and the bay. I was born and raised in Cape Town, but I've never been to the top of Table Mountain. The many decades of traumatic experiences in South Africa denied us many, many things. We don't even know our own country. Last week, I went up by cable car for the very first time. What an incredible view. I met many old friends, some who had also come up there for the first time. This brother came up to me and said, "Hey, Bradi, remember me? I'm from Old Castle Bridge in District 6. I said, "Yes, brother, how are you? How are you, man? What happened to Miley, who used to play for drums for Alf Wiley?" He says, "No, man, Alf Wiley passed away, you know, alhamdulillah. And Miley now has a barber in Cecil Road in Salt River. And Ibrahim runs Gigi's restaurant in Cape Town. Yeah, Monday's still in Mendy Road in PE. And Frank is in Soweto. Oh yeah, Marcy moved to Kimberley. Cuckoo is still in Guguletu. And you know, a lot of the guys you can find Sunday morning flea market at Sunrise Beach in Musenberg. Rashid still has the record shop at Kohinoor Record Shop right in Court Street in Johannesburg. I said, "What happened to your wife, Shireen? What happened to her? What happened to Shireen?" Came very sad and said, "I lost her, man. I lost her. The night she left, I got in my car and drove the whole night past Worcester, past Montague, Oudtshoorn, all those old little dorpies to Knysna. Knysna blue." Knysna blue.
Just swaps into another one, Bolero Blue. a little snippet there from some of his solo piano work from the album On Enger, as he was with quite some time, just called Dreamtime, Abdullah Ibrahim Solo Piano. And there's about 20 all really quite short tracks on that one, and they all just flow together, as was his wont. If you saw him in concert, he would talk to the audience, but normally he would just play for an hour and segue, a bit like Charlie Kuntz, if you go back to Sweet and Swing times. He would just segue the pieces together and just flow from one to another, and perhaps play for 30, 40, 50 minutes, an hour, just one set of one piece. And before that, like I said, very different side of him from 1994, Neisner Blue. Very hypnotic, a long track, that the opening track on the album, with him talking about going back to Cape Town, and you can feel the emotion in his voice, as he said. And I think he was a man who wore his heart on his sleeve and was so passionate about Cape Town and his native South Africa and all the rights and wrongs and beauty of the country.
Next up for me now, a new release from the Zela Margosian Quintet, the group's third together. I've really enjoyed the previous albums. They did release a trio of singles nearly a year ago as a taster, but the album's finally here, entitled Remedy. As before, the album is full of Eastern promise, with Zela's Azerbaijani background and strong influence, as well as inspiration from classical composers like Khachaturian and more recent influences he cites, such as Tigran Hamasyan and Faraj Suleiman. Here's In Flight. Thank you. In Flight, taken from the recently released third album from pianist Zela Mergazian and her quintet, Stuart van de Graaff on alto sax, Adam Yilmaz on percussion, Jack Emery on bass, Alexander Inman Hislop at the drums, and of course composer and leader Zela Mergazian at the piano. The album also features a variety of guests on many tracks, and like its predecessors, takes you on a journey weaving together Armenian folk traditions along with jazz and Zela's cinematic soundscapes.
Terrific stuff. I'm going to leave you with a bit more. One that's been on my CD player a lot this week, really enjoying it. Branford Marsalis Quartet doing their take on It's Belonging, the Belonging Quartet, a classic album by Keith Jarrett, reimagined by Branford, Joey Calderazzo, Eric Rivas and Justin Faulkner on the drums, and a bit more from the wonderful and sadly missed, but may he play on in the bandstand in the sky, Abdullah Ibrahim Green Kalahari.
Thank you.
lovely stuff. Abdullah Ibrahim, long may you play on in heavenly planes, as they say.
Indeed. Well, that's just about it for this week's show. But before we go, there's just about time for me to slip in another one from Abdullah Ibrahim, featuring a contemporary version of Ikea. Despite several personnel changes, they still have a recognisable style. The Balance was recorded in 2019 and sees a much more reflective Ibrahim, both in compositional style as well as his playing. He was still playing right up to March of this year when he played at the Cape Town International Jazz Festival and had toured Japan only a few years earlier. And incidentally, not only was he honoured and loved in Japan, but he was a karate black belt. Can you believe? When asked in an interview before his final gig there, he was said, would he like to reflect on his career and past compositions? He said, I'm uninterested in discussing past works, adding, what shall we reflect upon the past? There is no past. There is no future. There is only now. Rest in peace, Abdullah. Here's Dreamtime. See you in a couple of weeks.
Be good.
Bye for now.